This is Don Calame, and I listen to Authors Like Us.
Hi, I'm Meg Tilly, and I listen to Authors Like Us. And eat with them, too.
Do it.
Are you serious?
Do it.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Pretend it's a pepper shaker.
This is Casey Dyer, and I listen to Authors Like Us.
So are we allowed to talk about what you were doing today, or is that...
Why are you whispering?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, because I wasn't sure if we were allowed.
To talk about what?
What Meg's been doing today. She's been doing looping for Caprica.
Right, I know. I was just telling you that because of your
blog, it sounds way more exciting.
I decided to try it out again because I think I told you I didn't like it at all.
Okay.
And then I decided to try it out because you were saying how much you liked it.
I loved it, but I haven't seen...
I must have missed that.
I'm totally into it now. Or her Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't even let me watch it.
Mm. Well, I can't watch it now. I can't watch any of this set because I've got to rent the whole season.
Oh, really?
Because I've only seen the pilot.
I don't know what my thing is.
Mm-hmm. The pilot.
Yeah, I saw that.
The pilot
that.
Confused me.
Oh, see, I love the pilot. It was confusing, but it was very cool.
Interesting, I felt. Mm-hmm. Like the writing was interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, plus I was very intrigued by the science, because the science is actually plausible in the pilot. Like, you know those roll-up things that the girl uses, that the screen thing?
But it was the timeline that I was having trouble with. Because,
I mean... 50 years before Battlestar.
Yeah, but the Cylons are supposed to be, like, thousands of years old. And
oh, yeah, we had a long discussion about that, and we're actually still confused.
But somebody sent me a...
But we are easily confused.
About the history of the Cylons.
But the Cylons were around. It's just the merging of human personality and Cylon personality. You see, this is the geek table.
You joined the geek table here. I'm pretending I know what you're talking about.
You have to know.
Well, I watched the first one.
Star.
No, I'm not.
You're a cameo.
Please tell me. Are you a Cylon, please? Tell me.
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'm not.
You could tell me, but you'd have to kill me?
Yes.
Like a Cylon?
No, I can't tell. I can't see what I am.
It would be so cool to say that we had dinner with a Cylon.
I know.
Yeah. You can say anything you like.
Why don't we just call dinner with a Cylon? Yeah. Question mark?
Oh, that's the best way.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the idea, that the Cylons have been around, but the fusion of human personality into the Cylon body didn't happen till the little girl, or the teenage girl.
In the TV show, he invented the Cylons.
In the TV show, in the original, what happened to those Cylons that were around in that other world that blew up or something, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't they Cylons?
And you mean in the Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah.
I know a little bit of things, but I can't tell anything.
No.
Isn't this supposed to be like an alternate universe in the show?
We aren't supposed to say anything because they haven't.
No.
I don't think. Can we?
So really, we can't talk about the details. Just
no. You just say that I did a very bad job looping.
Oh. Well, tell us what looping is.
Oh, looping's where you have like lines. If there's too much noise over top of, like, if somebody's walking while you're talking.
Oh yeah.
The footsteps, or if somebody.
So you repeat the dialogue.
So you have to repeat the dialogue, and it's hard because you have to try to. What happens is you go in and you put mic on, ear things on, they have a mic, and then you get, they have the scene, and because I wasn't planning on watching it, I tried not to watch them, but you have to. And then you get deep, 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 and then you say your line on the fourth, where the fourth beep would be.
Yeah.
Or you can watch, there's a line that goes across the screen, and then when it gets to there, then you start speaking. But you've got to try to match the mouth. But also what's going on, but it's hard because sometimes there'll be a word and a pause, and then the other, so you have to try to remember what the thought was that would last that. But everyone's different, so you don't know which one they're taking, so which one you're matching to. So looping's my least favorite thing to do.
Yeah. But this is exactly what all those musicians, except for Chaos, had to do for the Olympics, they had to all lip sync,
yeah.
And like, how brutal would that be?
Yeah,
well, that's different because you've got the music and you've got the timing and you just start with the song and you're hearing it, so you're singing along with it, and there's a rhythm and a melody.
Right.
Whereas this is just,
you have no help at all.
Okay, so let's say you loop me. So I'm going to say you loop me.
So I see.
Deep, deep.
You loop me?
No, see, you weren't in sync with my mouth.
Yeah. So I see. What
I'll say.
Okay.
Is it you beat me, and you have to try to say it? Like, so I say, you loop me. Deep, deep, deep.
You loop me.
Not
That's
bad. A little bit, yeah, but you know what I mean? You
start getting like, I see. Like, you're like,
and so then you're trying to time it, but you're also trying to, okay, now let's try it. You loop me. Deep, deep, deep.
You loot me.
Pretty good.
Well, we're to dinner, not quite.
Oh, I'm ready.
I think we're ready. And I'll get a bottle of wine too.
Sure.
I'll get a bottle of that Castiglione.
Chianti. Yeah. Thank you.
Dinner.
I thought you were ordering dinner.
Yeah, we were. Right? No, we're just having wine. So
just wine and bread. What?
So you must prefer writing books.
It's very
creatively,
different. It's
right?
It's a different process. I mean, it's fun writing movies, but it's the end product. It's never what you think it's going
to be. Do you just detach yourself from it then? Like, you don't
worry
about it?
You have to, because it's not, once you hand over the script, it's not yours anymore. So the actors take over, the directors take over. And so, you know, you may have pictured somebody, you know, 5'10", skinny, blonde, and then they cast somebody 8'3",
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So you just, it's not yours anymore. So it's whatever the director decides it's going to
right.
be. And it's, the director's also,
shall we order?
The screenwriter.
Yes.
They can change it that way.
I'm going to start with the,
So you're turning some of the light into a screenplay now, right now, right?
I am. I just handed that in yesterday, so.
Yay, so we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And I just got my edits in this week for my book, too. So, yeah,
great.
So I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
You got my proofs.
Yay, yeah. This is the longest big week.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. You just did your looping for Caprica.
I know.
Come on. You're going to be the most evident of all of us, so.
Yeah. The gem just came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gem has come out again, the reissue.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
No,
it's that
book. Yeah, it's that book tour. I forgot about that.
Houston, Seattle.
Oh, that's amazing.
Not book tour. A few stories. I forgot about that. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's what I think all week.
Because that's what you did, and then you're done with it.
Yeah.
So you were in the U.S.
Yes,
promoting it?
Yes, Houston and Seattle.
Oh, yeah. And how did that go?
Fine.
Yeah.
Readings.
Was it draining, though? Doing the readings?
A little, because I kind of shut the door on it, and so I didn't expect to have to go back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you never know who's going to show up, and how many people, or you know what the response is going to be.
So this is a reissue of Meg's
really
book,
nice.
Gemma.
Yeah.
Which we should just say for the tape.
I rewrote it.
Yeah.
Did you actually rewrite it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they just reissued it.
They were going to, but you know me.
Yeah.
It's like I get a chance to, you know, because when I was reading, I'd be like, ooh, I should cut that word out. Oh, I should cut. So then I did, but I cut around, I'd say, maybe 40 pages out.
Wow.
Yeah. Out of the second.
So was that a substantive edit, or was it just taking a bit here and a bit there?
It was a bit there, here and a bit there, but then there were some chunks where I'd be like, you know what, I only need this paragraph, or I only need this, I don't know if I made it better, I might have ruined the book, I don't know.
Obviously not rank her, actually.
Right.
Because they're reissuing, it's supposed to be coming out for April.
Yeah.
I might cut like 40 pages.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, can't I do my, and then they said, well, we like the book. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it. If you don't like it, you keep the original, but if you like it, then we'll. Mm. But it wasn't like they were saying cut this or cut that.
Don't you think it's a little dangerous sometimes?
Yes,
because
very.
You know the book so well, and you know the story, and sometimes you assume that everyone else would just naturally know what you know, but they don't. Do you know what I mean?
It might be, but it's hard for me to let books go. Like, with Gemma, I did 18 edits before I actually did it myself the first time, and then I did another one for me, and then they did two copy edits.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, so you could, but there was a part of me that I think I was so emotionally tied to the story that I wanted, I was like, it's Gemma, she has to play the happy ever after, the happy ever after, but I wanted it to be, there were things that could be cut that went on, I think, too long, that you could do and trust that it's done in a paragraph instead of adding 6 more pages. But I don't know, I don't know,
question.
It might have lost its, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, let's
will you know?
Somebody. I don't know if I will know, because I don't know if it'll be.
But it's already gotten reviewed, so it's got.
Has it?
Yeah, what did they say?
Where did it get reviewed?
I don't know. I haven't been
I don't Google alert myself.
No,
my my agent's been sending me things.
Google alerts are terrible.
Yeah, they might say mean things, but my agent sends me things and they're like lovely and it's like, oh, thank you, but I don't know if there's unlovely things out there, so I don't know.
That's better though.
And I don't want to know.
It's better to only know the lovely ones.
Yeah.
I think that's the way all of you should be.
Yeah.
Send out only the good ones.
Yeah.
Other ones can just, you know,
well, I only
rot.
Get good ones.
Oh, of course.
That's
so
just not true.
When they reissued as paperback, did you get a chance to rewrite Swim the Fly?
No. Well, they gave me a chance to change little bits of things, but
right.
I didn't want to. It's just
such a great book.
Well, I like the way it was. So there were just little lines like, oh, could you know, this isn't grammatically correct, but for me, the character would have said it that way. So
well, exactly. Exactly.
So you took 30 pages out of it. Now, did you feel it tightened it and made it better? Or were you like, did I screw it up? Because that's what I still don't know.
Was it that?
At first, I felt like I made it better.
Yeah.
And then now that it's going to be coming out. And like
now you're having second thoughts?
I'm really worried. Yeah. I think I'm going through what you're going through. Like, I'm thinking, well, did I wreck it? Like, did I pare it down so much that nobody's going to get the story at all now? Because I thought that I made it tighter and easier to understand, more linear.
That's what
And now I'm worried that maybe people can read it and go, what?
So was it your decision what to edit? They said you can change it if you want to, or
they were just going to reissue it.
Oh, okay.
And had they just reissued it, it would have been out like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Lee looked at me like, I don't know about this.
Well, I don't because I think that
you haven't done that.
Well, I write for a younger audience, so I go very tight.
Right.
By the
not
to start, but by the time I get to the end of my own, before I hand it over, it's pretty tight.
Right.
Like, I pride myself on getting it really tight and sharp.
You still do big books, considering you write for a younger audience. Like,
but they're tight.
I know, but they're still big books.
Yeah, but they...
It's unusual these days.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
It's getting less unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, books are getting thicker and thicker and longer, and actually librarians are really complaining about this now. Because it used to be that... Because it's good to have books that are thicker and longer for that age group. Because there are kids that like to read thicker, longer books, but the kids who don't like to read,
they won't pick it up.
No.
Yeah.
But
my books,
they're being left behind.
You're being deceived because mine have so many illustrations.
You have so many illustrations.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
But I don't know, sometimes I think... I like to pride myself on trusting instincts.
Right.
I think we all have good instincts. And then sometimes if your instinct was to do it that way, then if you go back, I just wonder sometimes if you're second-guessing yourself.
Right.
And sometimes it's good, I guess, but...
Right. And sometimes not.
And I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know because all I have are instincts. Like, you're like, it's very tight. Like, you're like, my writing is very tight. I'm like... My writing is very like, whoa! That's why I want to be more tight.
Right.
Like, I read tight authors to try to get more, to just kind of be like, okay, it is possible to do it in less. You know, but I just kind of go like, wah!
I used to be more like that, and then through my editing, I get tighter. But now I think I'm just better at being tighter earlier on.
Yeah.
But, I mean... I don't know.
Yeah. I was really happy with Flying Feet and how it turned out.
Right.
And then I just got the page proofs, and it's the last thing. And they gave me this letter that said...
Flying Feet, is that the Orca one?
The Orca one, the martial arts one.
When's that come out?
It'll be out end of April.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Holy crow, you got two books coming out in April?
I know.
What's the other one?
The Ranker.
Ranker, yeah.
Okay.
And in the letter they sent me, they actually said that, you know, this is... There'll be no more editing, no more substantial
changes. I know. I hate that when they give me that.
Big bold letters. The time for editing is over.
I know. I hate it when I see that.
They shouldn't do that because that's like reverse psychology. It's like,
yeah, when reading,
I know.
Thinking,
really want to change
it. This is awful.
I know.
I can't believe they bought this book. What is going on?
Yeah.
I want to change everything.
I know. I like that too.
Yeah.
They have to pry it from my grasp.
Well, I've often wanted to just go to every bookstore and pull every copy of every book I have off the shelf and burn them, and then just go live on an island. And you know, I think that's natural to have those feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Don, because he's completely happy with
I'm pretty happy with it, but actually there have been times where I've read it and I'm like, what do people find that's funny in this?
No, but there's been times when he's read it and I hear I'm like, what's going on? You know, Don, are you okay? I think he's crying or something, right? And he goes, really funny.
Well, that's good because you should write for yourself. If it amuses yourself,
Well,
then it'll amuse other people,
right? You know, technically that's what we're all supposed to do, right? Write for ourselves. But then who is our biggest critic?
ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so do you find that? Do you find that you feel like you want to rewrite things?
I can. One of the biggest things, draws for me to get back into schools is the very first book I wrote, which is Seeds of Time, and it is rife with errors. It is rife with errors.
What type of errors?
It has such good heart. I read it and I enjoyed it.
It's only got one spelling mistake.
So what do you mean by errors?
Typesetting errors.
Oh, okay,
all the stuff that just makes me crazy. Yeah.
Just the, but not historical.
No, errors. No.
Just kidding, but thank you.
Good question for John.
Yes.
When you're writing, do you first see, when I'm writing, I tend to see things in, I think, a movie format, but I still write it in a book form. Do you see things, because you're a screenwriter, before you became a novelist, do you see things as a movie and then,
I think I see things visually, but I don't know if I necessarily see it as a movie first, although I structure things like I structure it usually, but that changes too, but I guess it's a mix. But I do see things very visually, and I think I think I write pretty visually as well. But I think, everybody sort of, I guess, pictures they're seeing in their head when they're writing it and just tries to describe the salient details, but I don't know. I definitely structure things like I do, because that's the only way I know how to write is structure like a movie with sort of three acts and sort of, building to a climax. But after I do the outline and after writing it, it all changes. This next book that's coming out in September, which is a sequel to Swim the Fly, is...
What's the title?
It's called Beat the Band.
It was going to be called Beat the Bologna.
Yeah.
It was called Arnold Murphy's Bologna Dare, but they wouldn't let him do that.
Yeah, that's the name of their band.
That would have been so great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, they wanted to keep the sort of same sort of cadence, I guess, Swim the Fly, Beat the Band.
Yeah. But it still has implications.
They thought that there might be a riot.
Well, they thought librarians might have a problem.
Yeah, but having read Swim the Fly, immediately my mind went straight into the gutter.
Right.
Beat the Band. So it's still a really good title.
And I have to tell you this story. My friend Sarah, she read the book aloud to her husband and her 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She read it out loud.
And the daughter at one point said, I don't think I want to know anymore. And the mom looked at her and said, this is exactly how a teenage boy thinks. You're going to sit down and listen. Because this is the best education you'll ever have.
That is so true. That is so true.
That's hilarious.
I can see Sarah doing that.
I can see Rob doing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the three of them, as a family, reading it together, they loved it.
Sweet.
McCann.
This is Lee Edward Fody.
And you've been listening to
Authors Like Us.
You don't edit, you just turn on the music.
We do edit.
He edits.
I edit.
Okay, just let's do this, dude. Okay. So what we should do first, actually, is just make sure that the sound, if I leave it here, what's the sound going to be like? So if everybody just maybe wants to...
Hello, this is me, Meg.
Hi, this is me, Don.
This is Casey. But I'm not supposed to be here, so just ignore me.
But she is, so...
And I'm Lee.
And I'm James.
And this is...
Authors Like Us.